Introduction. I smile when I think about my 40th birthday. My wife arranged a surprise party that was attended by numerous friends and family members. I remember the belly dancer and sitting on a stool and putting on a funny wig that covered my receding hairline as I opened gifts in front of a laughing, cheering crowd. I lost count of how many beers I downed that evening. I was given all sorts of bawdy, age-related presents, including the book, Fly Fishing Through the Midlife Crisis, and a white coffee cup that said, Life Begins at 40. When I hit my late 40s, though, I was bouncing off the walls. Unhappy with myself, the way my marriage was shaping up, and the direction in which my job was headed. Despite being a newspaper editor with numerous acquaintances, I felt I had no close friends. There was no one I could ask to go out for a beer or to go fishing. There was nothing apart from work, more work, and then family. I was in a midlife crisis up to my eyeballs, and no amount of fly fishing by myself was going to help that. My 50th birthday was unmemorable. I told my wife, no party. Didn't want one. I had dinner with my family, and there was a cake. I received a few cards from in-laws. I bought myself an expensive guitar. Deep down, I wondered, is this as good as it gets? Things could have taken an ugly turn. They didn't. My wife and I sought marriage counseling. I changed jobs, actively sought out new friends and new experiences, and wrote this damn book.